let's head downtown where, you know, despite the pandemic, there's been a lot of action, a lot of building downtown. Corey Mays is the executive director of the DDA. And Corey, things have still been hopping along, haven't they?
Hey, yeah, Greg. You'd think that with the worldwide pandemic, things would slow down. But as you can see, I'm just driving through the skyline is dotted with big buildings, and construction continues, and retail is open for business.
Yeah, and that's extremely important. This is a enormous weekend for retail, and I know you have the big small business Saturday. Tell our listeners about it.
Well, so, you know, I guess to start, everybody knows that, you know, restaurants are technically closed for indoor dining, but it's important for people to remember that when you come downtown to shop, you know, this weekend, you can get some food, you can do some takeout, you can do some curbside, and that's part of the, you know, that's still part of the experience.
Sure.
Our restaurants have taken a big hit, and they're still here. They're here to stay, and they're here to serve the community. You know, when you come down for this weekend, you know, everybody's open. Businesses are open. Retail's open. There's sales all over the place. We've got an amazing window decorating contest this year. All the businesses are decorating their windows with the theme of joy this year. So there's beautiful decorations. We've got some great prizes. We're going to have a community-wide vote starting on Saturday morning. So there's a lot to see when you come down.
Yeah, and it looks good down there, doesn't it?
Oh, it looks great. It looks great. You know, everybody's been getting ready for the season for weeks and weeks. You know, I always feel like Christmas decorations come out a little bit earlier every year, but I think this year everybody needed a little bit of a mental boost, so I was okay with early decorating.
Yeah. How has this pandemic affected things downtown, Corey?
Well, you know, again, we touched on restaurants. You know, from a retail standpoint, it's no secret that December is a big month. You know, it's hard for people right now to feel comfortable to come outside and shop. It's hard for me to feel comfortable and come outside and shop. But, you know, our businesses are ready. You know, masks required, X's on the floor, limited numbers, hand sanitizer everywhere, better spacing. Our businesses have, of course, adapted, as mm-hmm. small businesses do. And they're ready. They're ready to welcome you. And if people don't feel comfortable, you know, coming into the store, a lot of our businesses are doing phone orders. Or they'll bring it out to your car, or they'll take you on a tour with their phone around the store and let you pick some stuff out. So everybody is, of course, being really flexible and recognizing that not everybody will feel comfortable coming in the store, and that's okay.
Yeah, and there's, you know, been some economic growth downtown despite all this going on.
There has been. We've got a new women's clothing store, Apricot Lane, that opened right across from City Hall, and a huge grand opening earlier this month. We've got a new burger place, Dahlin Burgers, over in the old Wendy's train station on Cooper. You know, I tried to go there on Friday, but the line was so deep I had to give up and come back. So, you know, to see some growth, especially now, is incredible, and I think it speaks to the resolve and the creativity of our small business owners.
Yeah, you got a feel for the restaurant, so they've taken a couple hits, but I think people have tried to help when they can.
I would agree on both fronts. I think our restaurants have kind of taken it a variety of times here, and they keep coming back. They keep coming back with new specials and creative offerings. And I know Grand River was filling growlers for $10 on Saturday, which was a mighty tempting offer. I've said from the beginning, downtown Jackson, our businesses, our restaurants, we will come back from this stronger than ever, and I still believe it.
Mm-hmm.
But boy, it's getting hard for those restaurant owners in particular to be that creative. We're looking at ways to help, and I know that they're looking at ways to continue offering, you know, the most services they can to our community.
Yeah, obviously no Christmas parade this year, and a lot of events you would normally have been readjusted.
Yeah, it's a hard thing not to see the Christmas parade going down the streets. No New Year's Eve celebration, no breakfast with Santa. Those are staples for our community. They're ways to bring people together and to celebrate the holidays. And it's been a little depressing, not to have those things. But
mm-hmm.
we want to keep everybody safe. We want to make those choices that ensure that, you know, we're following those rules and those guidelines. You know, the numbers continue to go up, and we want to do our part. We want to make sure that we keep our community safe and don't put anybody in harm's way.
So a small business Saturday is pretty much everybody participating?
Yep, yep. I've been talking to all the business owners. I'm going to do some more walk-arounds today to see who's got what sales going on and make sure everybody's got what they need. But the doors will be open, and, you know, of course, wear your mask and, you know, shop in small groups, shop in your small family groups, and, you know, get a coffee and stay warm, and, you know, support our downtown businesses any way you can. They are here. They're here for our community. They've supported us day in and day out, and this is our chance to support them.
Thank you, Corey. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it, Greg. Thanks, sir. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
You too. Executive Director of the Downtown Development Authority, Corey Mays. Again, Shop Small Saturday is this Saturday, and a chance for you to help out small business and to thank the small businesses downtown.